Let's talk about another issue and want to hear from you on this, too, at any time. Weigh in, 312-981-7200. Here's the issue. Did you hear this? There's a plan now, and several aldermen have proposed it, to remove CPD, Chicago police officers, from Chicago public schools. Right now, there's a contract that's about $33 million to provide that kind of Chicago police coverage for schools. And they're saying we don't need that anymore. Let's get rid of that. We're going to do something else. This is the agreement here. This is the, I should say, the bill here. I'm taking a look here. Trying to find it. You talked about it in the news as well. It's about how in 75 days it would terminate the agreement with CPS and remove police officers from the school.
Right. And the union, the CTU, is in favor of it. Mayor Lightfoot is not in favor of it, by and large.
Right, so they'd have to get more support there in the city council. The ordinance prohibits the city and the superintendent from entering into any future school security agreements with CPD and the Board of Ed.
It's funny how our priorities change, because a year ago, I understand the reasons for this issue and all that, but you know, our biggest concern was school shootings. So I don't know how that threat would be dealt with the new ordinance. I'm sure they've got some plan part of it, but I'm not aware of what it is.
Well, let's ask. Alderman Roderick Sawyer is joining us. He's one of the people who on city council who is proposing this bill. And so many questions about this. Thanks for joining, Alderman. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So here's the deal. All we're hearing is that you'd want to terminate the CPD relationship with Chicago Public Schools, but then I guess what happens then? How does that work, and who provides that kind of service?
Well, let's back up. What I want to do is provide children a quality education, and I want to do whatever's possible to do that. What I do not want us to do is to criminalize children for being children, and that's what's been happening all too often in public schools. Children are being arrested, being detained, sent to the police station for what we would call youthful indiscretions or delinquency matters at school that we may have at one point in time in our individual lives may have actually committed.
Give us an example of that.
Excuse me for being so simplistic, but just the equivalent of dipping someone's pigtail in the inkwell, as old timers used to say.
People are ending up in the police department?
These people are ending up in the police department. That is correct. That is the underlying problem, and I think that's what I want to make sure that the argument is framed properly. What we're trying to do is give kids and create a safe environment for them to learn, and again, even learn from their mistakes. Even if they make a mistake, we don't want that mistake to be criminalized. So we want to make sure that, and they've tried this. They've tried this over and over again with police, and it doesn't work. The police continue to incarcerate people. They've strong-armed people. They've done far too much when they're supposed to be protecting these children.
Would you say some principals would disagree that they want to keep the police officer who's been there? I saw one principal, I was on our air earlier today, I think, said that they've had the same police for 15 years. And
let me say this. There are some great police officers out there. I'm not saying that all police officers are bad. I myself was a local school council president for over 10 years, and the police officer we had at our school was a wonderful individual, friendly. He was that kind of person that was the extra counselor, if you will. He did play that role, and he played it well. So I'm not trying to say that all police officers are bad. I'm saying overall, the system has done far too much to hurt children than to help children.
One of your colleagues there on council, City Council 20th Ward Alder Person Jeanette Taylor says,
"Yes,
she's come out and said, well, the money we spend on CPD in CPS, $33 million, can be used for nurses, counselors, and real restorative justice programs that our students will need. How does that work, restorative justice? What do you do when kids if there's a gang issue in a school, if there are guns in schools, and there's violence that breaks out? Who answers that call? How does that work?
Most of the schools have security officers that are not policemen. Let's just be clear. Those are two sets
SROs,
of officers.
Right?
SROs are police officers.
Okay.
There are also security officers in most of these schools that are not police officers as well. They have both. Those are the officers that we task with the de-escalation, that will task with the conversations they can have with people, separating them, getting them where they need to be, and providing the counseling services and the disciplinary measures within school boundaries that can happen.
Alderman, are they armed?
They are not armed.
So getting back then to my question, I'm sure you were on hold at the time, is, you know, the concern about school shooting, someone outside coming in, it seems like you would be losing a line of defense here with this.
Let me just say this as it relates to, and I'll be very clear. Historically, I would agree with you. Historically, police officers were called in the schools to protect the students from outside threats. What has come to happen now is that police officers are over-policing the schools where they work, and they have become the threat. They have become occupiers of the school far too often. And what they've been doing when a child, and most of these incidents are not gun-related, they're not gang-related, these are children-related. They might have a fight. They might, you know,
right.
They
so
might take a fight. They do something that children do.
And if you're, and if
you
you're
might
police,
have done as a child, that right. I might have done as a child,
and if you're a police officer and you come upon that a crime's committed, you're kind of your hands are
you put on your policeman hat, and you're going to send them to jail.
I get it, I get that, but as far as then, it seems to me like the threat from an outside attack might be increased without the officers there.
Well, no, I don't see why, because most of our schools have metal detectors and wands and everything that you have to do prior to getting into a school. If you ever try to get into a school lately, you have to go through a process to walk into a school these days. So I don't think that threat from outside is prevalent. What's happening now, these police officers are internalizing that threat and turning toward the children that are in the school, and these children are becoming, instead of becoming graduates, they're becoming criminals. And that's the problem that I have with this whole process.
Let's circle back to what you just said, because Steve got it. He said he gets it. I don't get it, that part you're talking about. The mayor says we just spent a year ago all this time reworking with police officers to go through the reasons why they should be de-escalation forces and that they shouldn't be, you know, whisking them off to prison or to jail just over little things like sticking pigtails in inkwells. I mean, that's not what they should be doing. I don't think anybody would agree that's what they should be doing. But the mayor is saying we just spent time last year training everybody so that doesn't happen.
And
then
Inspector
she still
General
points
still
out that she's
hearing. Right.
Let me just finish the point.
Sure.
She's also pointing out that she's talking to people, educators and principals, and that they're saying that bringing safety to their schools is important and that the police officer presence is needed, especially in areas where they do have a gang presence at their school.
I've had schools that have had, you know, extreme gang presence, but no incidents of violence. This is what I say. I remember the mayor talking when she was campaigning, and she stated, and I'm paraphrasing, all too often black and brown students face disproportionately harsh punishment and are becoming involved in the criminal justice system at a young age. And she also talked about the school-to-prison pipeline. That's real. That's not imagined. She is actually correct in that. I agree with her. All of us want to provide safety for our children. That's paramount. You know, we want our children to be in a learning environment, not in an occupied environment. When the first person they see is a policeman and the last person they see is a policeman, I believe that's a problem. I believe that they're going to feel that there's no other way to be anything that they can be without a police presence. And I believe that there's an alternative to that.
Okay.
And if this sparks a conversation that we can have, I'm always happy to have it. I'm not saying that this is the end-all, be-all, but what I am saying is that we need to find a better way. And we need to find a better way to talk about policing in the 21st century.
Yeah, no question.
I think we become overly reliant upon police to do everything for us. I'm a big police supporter. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a person that says that we don't need police at all. I'm saying that in this environment, we can find alternative measures to protect our children that do not have to directly include police officers.
I agree with you in principle. I think we should have these conversations. I just don't understand what happens when a kid gets violent and has a weapon or does something that escalates to the point. Is a security guard enough for that? Is a teacher supposed to intervene? I mean, that's the piece of it, I think, that we all have to understand in order to move forward with it.
Well, I think we're thinking that our children, and this is part of the conversation that I think we should have, which I think may be a bit uncomfortable, is that we're making the assumption that our children are criminals in the first place.
I'm not saying your children.
Our children will come.
Let me just back up for a second.
We're talking about children. Let me be clear, Anna. Let me just say this. We're talking about children that are in students in school, in their respective school. Now, I get what, you know, some people are talking about, which is a legitimate concern. Threats from outside the school, if someone tries to bring a gun or tries to attack somebody in the school, if there's a gang issue, I get where you're coming from. And again, it's worthy of a discussion that we need to talk about. But overall, I don't think that police officer involvement, constant police officer involvement in schools is a healthy option.
Yeah, okay. I get that piece of it. Just the replacement piece of it for that I don't get. I mean, I know. Look, my mom worked in my sister and my family members have all worked in high poverty education for years and years and years. My mom worked at Schiller at the base of Cabrini Green for years, and then went to work in East Rogers Park. I'm familiar with the kinds of issues in schools, and for the most part, that you can work. You can work with the community. You can work with counselors. You can work de-escalation, and a lot of that does work. I've seen it in action. I've seen how that makes an impact when you develop trust that totally works in that system. And then there are those cases. Then there are those cases where it's unsettling to everybody in that learning environment because they don't feel secure because there's a kid or a problem who is creating violence and making people feel uncomfortable in that school. And how
well,
do you deal with that?
That's why we use counselors to address for that one. But now we're talking about a child or a couple of children. We need to have other resources, social emotional well-being, psychologists, social workers, other people that can do those things, that can talk to those individuals on a personal level. And if it gets to that point, we will, you know, work with our police department. I'm not saying that we should never work with our police department. That's not even close to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we've not even tried to deal with it as a school issue lately. We've become overly reliant upon the police. Soon as the slightest bit of an issue comes up, we want to call the police and have that person escorted out of the school and to a police station.
Okay.
That's not always the answer.
No, and I agree with you on that for sure. 75 days, though, that you'd sever this whole agreement. Is that the right call?
Well,
do you have enough time to come up with all the solutions here?
Technically, what we did that is, was just more of a strategic issue. The contract actually provides for a 60-day termination clause by either party. We just added a few days additional language. But, again, it's all part of a discussion that we should be having. I'm glad that we're having this discussion now. And I'm hoping that people will have more discussions about the pros and the cons. I'm not saying that we have all the answers to all the solutions because they're, you know, whatever we come up with, there's going to be something else that we have to deal with. But mm-hmm. I think that to provide a healthy environment for our children to have a best opportunity to learn and to become the men and women that we expect them to be should not include constant police presence in our schools.
Fair enough. And I know you're moving forward with this, Alderman, and I do appreciate the conversation on this. I do appreciate trying to understand the point of view that you have here and the experience. And so I hope that you'll rejoin us and let us know as you
will do.
Find out more. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
Alderman
you.
Roderick Sawyer from the 6th Ward there. If you've got thoughts on it, we'd sure like to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Join into this conversation, and we'll connect with you on the other side of this here on WGN. It's 224. Jump in the conversation here. Our number is 312-981-7200. We've been talking about the new police-free schools ordinance introduced by a couple of aldermen who would like to see the budget for Chicago police be yanked and get Chicago police officers out of the Chicago public schools. Let's go to the phones. John, go ahead. You're on WGN. Your thoughts on
hey, how's it going?
Right.
So I wanted to clear up some of the misinformation I've been hearing on the radio, especially the terms that the aldermen use.
Okay.
I've been in schools, been working with schools from high school all the way to preschool. And just a couple of the things that bother me is when they say that these students are removed and brought to jail, that's false. I mean, when we get called or we're in the schools and we handle a situation where students need to be separated, it's usually the administration that tells us they don't want a certain student inside the school. And at that point, we are then responsible for that student. And if the parents are working, we can't just bring them to a local restaurant and sit there and wait for the parents. We have to go to the police department where they're then, you know, waited for the parents to respond to the police department so we can resolve the issue. But, you know, these children aren't brought to jail. I mean, it's not, there's juvenile law across Illinois, and we as officers have specific things that we can only do, especially when it involves kids, you know, underage. And it's just, there's a lot of things that I'm hearing from these aldermen for these ideas to bring police out of the schools, and I think just some of the terms that they're using causes, you know, a little misconception.
Or the role
someone
that you're
know.
Playing. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and also, I wanted to say that I think the money invested in officers in the school is just to be proactive. Going back on the discussion to where, you know, our main concern last year was school shootings, I think you want to be proactive, especially when it comes to kids' safety and the well-being of people inside the school. Just having someone there instead of being reactive is huge. You know, just having someone on site without having to call 911, without waiting those 2 or 3 minutes, having someone in the schools is worth every penny. You know, I mean, if I have someone there protecting my kids inside the school that's an officer that can respond in seconds versus minutes, I would pay, you know, I'd give every dollar for that, for the safety of my child. So,
John, you're helping a lot. You're helping explain a lot here, and the other piece of it, you're right, that I didn't understand even that piece you just said about the administration would typically tell you to remove a student, so it wouldn't even be the police officer's decision?
Well, correct. I mean, yeah, so usually police don't ever want to be involved in anything. They'd rather have the school handle it, because we know, as police officers in general, it's intimidating. You're in a uniform, you know, police are intimidating the kids younger, especially with their parents not around. It's a stressful situation, so police really don't want to be involved in those kind of situations, anything in the school regarding fights, drugs, you know, anything like that. If the school can handle it, we'd much rather have the school handle it. We're there strictly to ensure that everyone is safe, you know, and if anything needs to be happened criminal-wise or people need to be separated, we ask the school, what do you want done with these offenders of whatever crime may have happened in the school? And if the administration tells us, hey, we need to get these kids out of here, then, unfortunately, they fall in our lap. And then once they fall in our lap, we're responsible for those children. And we can't just let them go, you know, so we have to take them somewhere safe until the parents can get hold of them, and that's usually the police department. So
I don't, John, there's something I don't understand, and I think you've been there as an officer in a school, so you would get it. When you do you think that someone else could take the job of a police officer that easily? I mean, they're trying to come up with de-escalation forces. I mean, you heard some of the other options, and it sounds really good, and maybe some of that would work. I don't know, but I just wonder how often it really is a good thing, or a necessary thing, maybe is a better word, to have that officer.
Right. I think some good conversation was made where he said that a lot of officers are expected to do a lot. You know, you were expected to wear a lot of hats inside the school.
Sure.
And a lot of those, honestly, we're not trained to do, you know, handling children issues at home, you know, sitting down with kids. That's not, you know, what we're there for, but we're forced to do those things. So I understand that maybe there needs to be more concentration and people that can handle, you know, the issues that are causing some of these violent outbreaks or tendencies that maybe these kids are doing to cause criminal actions. But yeah, I think having police in there needs to be, the idea behind having police in the school is for the safety. Like, we have to just remember that they're there to make sure people are safe and to make sure everyone's safe, whether it's a crime that occurs inside or a crime coming from outside inside. My wife used to teach in 26 and Cal right there, mm-hmm. At one of the grade schools, and her school would constantly go on lockdown because of shootings going around her school, maybe once a week. You know, so to have someone inside the school that could protect them immediately without having to call the police and take resources off the street to come to the school, I think is worth every penny. I mean, that's my personal opinion. So,
and I appreciate your personal opinion, because you have firsthand knowledge of this. So I thank you. Thanks for weighing in, John. Thank you very much. You know, that's another side of this, right? Let's go to the phones again. I think we have time. And then, you know what? We might pick this conversation up on the other side, too. But Linda, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Oh, I just wanted to say it. I don't have the experience of being, I was a parent volunteer in a grade school. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that I saw, I was a bit appalled at the idea of bringing police into the matter, because I thought that they were things that administration should be challenged or trained to handle. They were, children as young as early elementary areas, and some of the kids with behavioral problems were threatened with police force. Hmm. And some of the kids are, from areas where maybe they're not taught to respect the police, and police play a lot of roles in their lives or have, and I think that has to be taken into an account.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what you are hearing from some teachers have been interviewed. They talk about how they didn't realize maybe how the relationship some of their students have with officers, and that cause stress for them. I mean, I guess if you're pointing out, if you have really, really young kids that have interactions with police that are negative, then that's a problem. John was just saying, though, that they really wouldn't escalate like that.
Right. In light of everything that's going on, I just think it's something that we have to consider, because mm-hmm. I don't think that at that age, I mean, the kids, you know, they may not go to jail, but they go to a police station. They're taken in a police car. You know, all of that has life-lasting or mm-hmm. life, you know, changes for somebody that young, I would think, and, you know, for the family and the kids that observe that as well. And I don't think that education is a place for, you know, those kinds of things. And I'm not an expert by any means, but I thought I'd weigh in just based
on excellent point,
my experience.
Linda. Thank you. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. But I do want to get to more of your phone calls on this issue of police in Chicago public schools. If you're just joining us, the contract, the $33 million contract that the Chicago Public Schools has with Chicago Police is potentially going to be taken away because there's a new ordinance introduced by an alderman, several aldermen, one of whom we just spoke with, Alderman Roderick Sawyer, and a few others, that they want to terminate that agreement. They want to do something else and do a different system of security in the Chicago Public Schools. That is in the works, but the mayor not on board with it. She says she's hearing that a lot of principals and teachers do want Chicago police to still be involved. So I don't know if that's going to pass. We're not sure, but it certainly is something that we should be talking about and see what the role of police should be in schools and beyond as we take a look at this issue. Let's go back to the phones. Maurice, go ahead. You're on WGN.
I do not think it's a good idea to take the police officers out of the school system. You have too many violent activities that's going on. One reason, the metal detectors were put into the schools for a reason. You know, there was a massive gun entries that were going into the schools, which was not good. You know, you have gangs, you have recruitment of gang, more gang membership. All these things are a very unsafe environment for children. If they know and feel that they're unsafe and that they don't feel good about where they are securely, they're not going to be in a good place to learn. This is why parents take their kids out of schools that are violent, to put them in private or parochial schools in the first place, because of safety. Safety is number one. If you don't have that, you're going to have a problem with learning. Now, I do agree with Alderman when he said that, you know, the first thing that a kid sees is a police officer when they do something. If they're doing little things like, little mischievous things that we've all done. But when we're talking about bringing weapons to school, we're talking about recruitment, drugs, all those types of things. Those were the reasons that things got out of hand, why the police were put into these schools in the first place. They need to be there. The answer to some of this is the relationship between teacher and parents. There has to be communications there. If they don't have communications, I mean, what's your kid doing? How's he or she doing in the classroom? And not only academically, but what's going on in there? Are they acting up? Are they doing things that are out of pocket that's creating an unsafe environment for everybody else?
Mm-hmm. What do you make of Linda's point, Maurice? Because she made a point just before the break about how very young kids, if they have that experience where if they have nowhere else to take them, and the school administrators say, you know what, you handle it, and they put them in a police car and they take them to a police station, and that they sort of are treated mm-hmm. like a criminal, that has a lasting right. impact on the kid. I heard her when she said that, and it made me think.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. If the kid is doing something of a criminal nature, such as threatening someone's life, obviously with a gun, or bringing drugs to school, then that requires, as far as I'm concerned, look, these kids, they know what they're doing. They may be underage, but they're doing adult criminal activity. So that needs to be dealt with. And I don't know the answer to that, but certainly kids' safety is prudent, and that I think that environment has to be safe. It has to be a situation where mm-hmm. kids are not worried about, you know, going home, and when they come home, they're not subjected to recruitment by gangs. And, of course, when they go to school and actually in the classroom or in those surroundings, they're not, you know, screwed around with.
Right. Look, my question would be, what replaces it? I mean, I get that it would be preferable yeah. to have de-escalation people on site, to have mental health counselors. I understand that piece of it, but we live in the world where we know that there are guns being brought into schools and there are gang issues and there are things that escalate. And I just, I wonder how you handle that too, for your, to your point, to keep it for secure an environment where kids can feel like this is a learning environment. We're not worried about our safety, that kind of thing. Thank you, Maurice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's talk to Ruth. Go ahead. You're on WGN. Let's get your thoughts on this. What do you think?
I was a school nurse and an agency nurse. So I worked in a lot of the public schools. And I always found the police just to be very friendly, and I saw the kids gathered around them. And when the police actually went, or the kids actually went to the police for a problem, the police always knew where to direct them, to a counselor, to the nurse's office, to the principal's office. I just find them very valuable. So that's my comment.
No, I appreciate the comment. It's a different, you know, you hear different stories and different sides of this as you talk to people who work within the system. Certainly different, vastly different experiences from people who say that they're they feel uncomfortable around police. I've heard teachers interviewed who say that they've talked to their students and that there is that discomfort, to people who say they've been extremely helpful and that that some of them have been there for years and they know how to handle all things and they're not there to escalate and they don't want to bring them to the police department. They don't want to see that happen. You heard John, the officer who called in, and said that you're directed by administration sometimes to have to do that. They want them removed from the school. And then what does a police officer do? They remove them from the school. No easy answers, but an important conversation.